Time is 3:05, and you are tuned to KTOO FM in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon. Jeremy Kane is going to have a solo artist exhibit at the Alaska State Museum next Friday, and also Stephen Strawn-Softy is going to be having an artist exhibit at the Alaska State Museum. Both of them are opening up Friday, and Strawn is in the studio now to talk about his art. Thank you very much for coming by, Strawn.
Hi, nice to be here.
So you're the son of Nathan Jackson, and your real name is Stephen Jackson.
Yes.
How come you chose a different name to exhibit under?
Well, I started carving with my father when I was 14, and at the time I didn't really think of it. Like, it was just a summer job. I wasn't sure what I was going to do later on. So growing up with that name and eventually starting to do work that was possibly different from what he was doing or from what I was doing before, or something that was starting with just trying to emulate more traditional objects, you know, then finding that either people were, well, I mean, there's a whole range of artistic practices that might happen, but say people are, on the one hand, trying to emulate traditional objects, and on the other hand, if they're native artists, they're consumed with identity. And so it was, for me, using a pseudonym or an alias, not legally changing my name, but kind of using both at the same time so they conflict with each other, was a way of kind of toying with that idea of not legally changing my name, but kind of using an illegal moniker or something that also to make new work and try to present it out there in an instance like in the All Alaska Juried Show where people might not know who I am already and might not have certain assumptions about what kind of work I might make or what my ideas or interests might be. So I was trying to just get a fresh context. Also, Stephen Jackson is taken by sports stars, a couple different sports stars. So even trying to establish a web presence, I don't have a website, but just even like a web domain name, you have to have something different. So I chose like the self-defeatist Strawn-Softy, which conflicts with itself also.
And I looked on the web and Softy is also a kind of shoe.
Right, or Softy ball.
I saw your work in Ketchikan at the Arts and Humanities Council Gallery down there, and it's I guess it has a native style and a native look, but then it takes off from there and it goes in some. What do you say? A radical direction?
I'm not sure if I would say that it was radical, but sometimes I think that I'm trying to be radical, and then you know I go back and forth. I vacillate whether or not I'm really doing anything different. You know, starting out trying to make a totem pole here at the Mount Roberts Tram Building was when I really started thinking that I do have artistic ambitions to do something creative in that way in sculpture or something visual. So at that point, I was trying to do something that I thought was traditional. But then as you work on something for a long time, like I did for on and off for about 2 years until I finished it, you start thinking about what makes Northwest Coast art, Northwest Coast art. So from that, trying to subtract certain things like subtracting what people say is containment or subtracting some of the symmetry and figuring out does that kind of visual style translate into something with it? Just does it have an organic flow? Is it the power of containment? Is it the shapes? You know, what really makes it that? Is it the iconography, the subject matter? So I think any style that people might ascertain from viewing the work, if they do see anything like that, would be something that started from a process of subtraction, trying to get it, not in essence, but maybe something that I still thought held some of the power of what I saw in Northwest Coast art.
Well, from my perspective, it works. It works really well. What kind of artistic training do you have other than working with your dad?
Not really, not much. A lot of the things that I do are trying to figure things out on my own, or I took a few pottery classes like in the summer after high school, but and a couple of clay sculptural classes, but that was very limited.
Could you describe your art that's going to be on display in particular at the museum this Friday?
Most of it will be large format photographic posters, like 6 by 10 feet. And then I've also recently started working with fur, marine mammal fur, trying to figure out Well, I've been interested in ownership, like who can, who has the right to do what, who has the right to use certain iconography, who has a right to use certain furs. Do people use the, you know, if I'm using a certain marine mammal fur, you know, I'm also trying to get at value and non-monetary value.
What is the process from inspiration to completion for your work?
Well, I used to, if I'm working on a large sculpture, draw it out very specifically first, but I'm trying to get away from that. In some of the posters, sometimes it just comes from seeing an image in a magazine or online, or just most of my ideas happen when I'm on the train or driving.
Mm-hmm. In particular, I'm thinking of the your entry in the All Alaska Jury Show, which is a fairly large piece. It takes up much of the wall at the Alaska State Museum here, and it has the typical Alaska Native handprint,
right.
and then plus a number of other items and images.
That image began when there was a Ketchikan Artist Invitational in Juneau at the Juneau Arts Council Gallery. So I was kind of thinking in terms of a nonprofit, specifically. If you look at who's making art, or who's trying to make art, or who's trying to support art, or who, like a gallery that's trying to support art, or anybody who has an interest in art, are those nonprofits really independent, or is an artist really independent, or are they dependent on other people who fund them? So a lot of logos, I basically, for that project, I used all the logos that were funded, that were listed on the Juneau Arts Council website as supporters of the Juneau Arts Council. And I just used those and put those logos around the silver hand, which I slightly modified into a sliver hand. And then put a quasi form line, Northwest Coast form line ovoid around that, and then flesh on the outside. So
would you say your work is socially or politically commentator?
That piece might have social commentary, but I'm not sure if the pieces here will be so as much. I'm trying to get away from didacticism that might limit it. So some of them, I think you might have to look longer at the objects, some of the posters, to ascertain what is actually in the posters and what's in the imagery.
So for the Alaska State Museum exhibit opening Friday, it's going to be an installation.
Right.
So you walked in there and you have to create something
out of white walls.
What's that process like?
Well, that's yet to be determined. I can't really speak too much about it until it's actually finished, until the time is over.
All right, and the time will be over at 4:30 on Friday. They have to be finished for the grand opening of your show. How many pieces are in the show again?
It might vary. It's still debatable. I'm debating about it, but as far as what might make it, it'll probably be about 12 to 15.
Does this work represent where you are now artistically, or are you kind of finished that phase and you're working on something else now?
Well, I think it varies. Like, some of the pieces are works that I've had for a while, and if I'm still interested in them or I still think they might have any value to me, then they'll be in the show. But otherwise, some of it is more like sketches of ideas, or maybe not even completely developed ideas, or completely crafted items, but more like a sculptural sketch. You might see some of that. Or because for me, a sketch on paper or whatever is more potent, has more potential than maybe a finished drawing or a tightly, very crafted, finely crafted item. I like those too, but for me, as far as whatever ideas might come to me upon viewing a sketch or something that's kind of roughly made that still could be transformed at a future date, that has more potential for me as a maker of items. So that's, I think, what you'll see in some of these, trying to toy with ideas of the finished versus the unfinished, the artist on display.
That's interesting.
Well, coming from a background of working down at Saxman at the Totem Park you know, people, there's stanchions and ropes, and behind the ropes are the carver on display. And I've also demonstrated, people are really into that, like in Europe. So I've worked at different museums where people want to watch a carver in action.
How does that feel? Does that feel like a zoo? Or?
Well, I'm not an animal, so I don't know exactly. But, you start to make those connections. Like, it could be something like a zoo.
All right. I have been talking with the Strawn Softy. He's going to be having a solo artist exhibit opening Friday at the Alaska State Museum. Opens at 4:30 or so. And talked to Jeremy Kane yesterday, and it should be a fun show. Jeremy's got some interesting stuff. And I've seen your work down in Ketchikan a couple of years ago. And it's, I think, a good thing to go to this on weekend.